Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He's not qualified. He only talks about it for the publicity. He doesn't want to spend a dime of his own money. And he has no shot at winning. Is that enough for you? At least he's bright enough to recognize he has no shot. Besides, there's only one more week to go for his Celebrity Apprentice show, so the Donald's already milked the stupidity for every possible ratings point.
There's a talk host named Bill McEwen, short list of reasons why the Donald decided not to run for the presidency. I don't know about you, but it looked to me like Donald's getting a little heavy. Not that that makes any difference. It was all for show, kind of fun. And that's where we started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As a matter of fact, why don't we have, Michael, the announcement from Donald Trump. Let's just listen to him saying what he likes and what he doesn't like and what he loves.
I love Celebrity Apprentice. We've raised tens of millions of dollars for charity. We've never raised so much as we have in the last season. And after getting so many calls from Bob and from Steve and everybody, I've decided that we are going to continue onward with Celebrity Apprentice. We're going to continue making lots and lots of money for charity. I will not be running for president as much as I'd like to. And I want to thank everybody very much. Thank you.
All right. So what a shock. A day after NBC announces that if Trump runs for the presidency, they'll replace him on Celebrity Apprentice. Trump says, you know what, I don't think so. NBC's upfront presentation yesterday was the site where Trump told reporters, I love Celebrity Apprentice, and we've raised all this money, no go. All right, so that takes care of the Donald. Don Kaplis and Craig Silverman talking to Maggie Haberman from Politico.com about Trump and whether or not, we've already been through this about 100 times, but let's give it one more shot. From a couple of people who may or may not have a clue, you decide that if you listen to them. They say he may have had a chance if he actually got into the race. Did he or didn't he? 800-510-8255, by the way, when you make up your mind, or if you've made it up already, help yourself. We'll put you on the air as we have time during the next 15, 20 minutes or so. Go ahead there with this one.
What do you make of this whole Trump phenomenon?
I think that, you know, we saw the dot-com bubble burst. I think we've seen other things like this happen, too. I mean, I think Trump was tapping into something very real in the Republican electorate, which is a desire to see somebody taking the fight directly to President Obama. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really seen anybody who's sort of taking on that role right now in the GOP electorate. That said, the more they got to know Donald Trump, the less they liked him. Mm-hmm. You know, people learned things about him, like that he dropped a tirade of F-bombs at a speech in Nevada. On the crowd. People got to read all about lawsuits against him. I think the birther thing started to freak out the GOP establishment because it was something that was really sort of part of the GOP fringe for a long time, and he thrust it into the mainstream. He helped ride it to the top of the polls, but as soon as President Obama took that away from him as an issue, it became a lot less interesting to people. And so, you know, and I don't think Trump quite knew candidly how to take it. He was very good at dishing it out and not so great at receiving bad press.
Hey, Maggie, Dan introduced you by saying he's never seen anybody flame out as fast as Donald Trump. But Newt Gingrich is giving the Donald a run for his money. Said on Meet the Press about Paul Ryan's budget plan, It's not just Paul Ryan's budget plan. It was approved by the whole GOP House. Mm-hmm. What happened to Newt Gingrich? Did he have a brain spasm?
I think something to that effect, yes. I mean, one of the things about Newt Gingrich, and I forget who wrote it recently, but, you know, the thing about Newt is there's good Newt and there's bad Newt in terms of politics. And you don't always quite know which one is going to show up. He is notoriously smart, professorial, in fact, is the word we all use about him. He is extremely, extremely bright, obviously, very well learned in policy, and really does have a message, but he really likes the sound of his own voice, and he really sometimes has trouble sticking to a message. Mm. And that is what you saw.
And Maggie, Donald Trump, if he had played this differently, because I think you're absolutely right, he tapped into that desire for toughness, to take the fight to Obama, to stand up in the world for America. But if he had played this differently, if he had not pursued the birther thing, if he'd gone straight to economic issues, could he have been a factor? Could he have won the nomination?
He would have had to play it pitch perfectly, although I do think he actually could have still used the birther thing perhaps a little more subtly to plant a flag in the GOP, which is really what it was designed to do, without owning it by saying that he had investigators on the ground in Hawaii, which I think none of us actually believe. I think he would have had to have run the table really, really, really pitch perfect, and I think that's a pretty tall order. But sure, had he done that, given how wide open this year is, I think he would have had a shot.
All right, more just BS from a couple, three people who just want to deck what listening to Gingrich, who wants to hear himself talk. Of course, that's what they're supposed to be doing because that's what their job is. And our job here is to overview and listen to and talk about what they've talked about. That's the concept of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio and talk television, and certainly the presidential candidates, who's in, who's out. It seems kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? At this point, we're having so much conversation, what, a year and a half before the election, but that's the way it works. This is the only place in the world, the only country in the world, and people say, oh, it's a seasoned democracy. No, it's spirited by the news media, unprecedented coverage of people, as these folks are just saying, especially with Newt Gingrich, who is in this only because his ability to make money has been lessened, even though he appeared on Fox a lot. He said pretty much what he was going to say to make money. So now let's get into the race. Let's stir things up. We'll get more people interested so I can go back out on the circuit and make more money, $45,000, $50,000 a night. That's what Gingrich got paid, and that's where he has a shot. As far as being a president is concerned, I don't think he's got a shot. Do you? I don't even like to think about him as president. But, that's me. You tell us what you're thinking. 800-510-8255. Lots of gas here when it comes to politics, and we'll have some more of it for you in a moment on the countdown.
Data processing services owner Andrew Sensenig.
I keep one eye on growth and the other on my checkbook. Hey, that's why I look to Sam's Club.
Selection, quality, low prices. It's how Sam's Club makes savings simple and helps grow your bottom line. Last year, members saved an average of 44% versus retail superstores on office supplies alone.
See the savings for yourself. I did.
Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th through 28th, and get a 10-week membership for just $10. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here.
today, I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big, astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook, DougStephan.com. There's all kinds of ways of having input here. Help yourself. Here's radio host Steve Malzberg talking to Larry Sabato, who's director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, about Trump and Huckabee deciding not to run and what impact that has on the rest of the field of Republican candidates.
You know, Trump dropping out, are you surprised that he did it so quickly?
No, he had to. He was basically given an ultimatum by NBC's entertainment division to give up his show, Celebrity Apprentice, which is making lots of money for him and for the network. And this was D-Day. I mean, everyone said when he was forced to make a choice between the show and the candidacy, he'd pick the show. That's exactly what he did. I'm sure he was encouraged to do it in part by the fact that his ratings have been dropping like a rock.
Yeah, you mean the ratings as far as his run for the presidency?
Yes, the presidency, and also his overall unfavorables. They started in single digits, and now are almost two-thirds of the electorate has a negative view of him.
All right, then let's go back to the weekend, and let's talk about Mike Huckabee. I'm not surprised he's not running. Everybody had said, you know, that there was nothing in place. There was no indication. But with him out of the picture and Trump out of the picture, what does that mean for the rest of the field?
Yeah, I was just looking at the numbers, and basically you've got, depending on the survey, between a quarter and a third of the Republicans nationally and in key states freed up. They've been cast adrift because their chosen candidates, mainly Huckabee and secondarily Trump, have chosen not to run. Look, what a tremendous opening, either for a new candidate, whether it's somebody like Mitch Daniels or Chris Christie, if he wants to reconsider, or the candidates who are already in the race who haven't sold themselves well. I mean, after all, Trump and Huckabee were placeholders for people who didn't like the other candidates or weren't attracted to them.
Talking about not selling yourself well, Newt Gingrich announces late last week that he's running, and then over the weekend, I mean, could he have done any more to alienate himself from the Republican base than he did with one interview?
No, it was very strange. You know, and really, that's the old Newt, too. Remember, he got in trouble over and over and over again in the 90s for speaking before that very smart brain of his told his mouth what to say. And he did it with the Ryan plan. Look, GOP activists overwhelmingly are in favor of Paul Ryan's budget prescription. And here's the odd part. Gingrich had already endorsed it. So he's got a flip-flop charge on top of the fact that he's opposed to what most Republicans want.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And then we have him also sitting on the couch with Nancy Pelosi talking about global warming 3 years ago. He says he's not going to apologize for that. And in addition to blasting Paul Ryan, he also talked about the mandate, the health care mandate, which he basically said he supports. Now he's backtracking. Now he says he didn't mean to say he supported. I don't get the whole thing.
Well, you know, Newt is very bright. And he gets lost in his own verbiage. We've seen this for decades. And if you listen to the explanation he gave on the climate change charge, for example, sitting next to Nancy Pelosi, if you listened for 5 minutes, you were so confused about what he was saying, you were ready to dismiss it. And that may be his best opportunity.
Oh, boy. I don't often say this, but when it comes to dullness, I think we've hit a high here, especially listening to those two guys. Anyway, that's my read on it. The read from you, as we have some presidential candidate callers standing by. You want to be one of them? 800-510-8255. Listening to this stuff makes me think Obama's going to win, which isn't very appealing thought. How about you?
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Jack Steffen here at 23 past the hour, 800-510-8255. You think Newt is suicidal for criticizing Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan and the comments that have come from some Republicans who say with allies like Gingrich, who needs the left? 800-510-TALK. All right, let's see what we have here from Steve Roberts of ABC talking to Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire about covering Newt in the 1990s.
He understood the media very well. He understood the power of talk radio. He was absolutely instrumental in managing the Republican counter-revolution of the 90s, which brought Republicans to the majority in the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years. And when he was inaugurated as Speaker, he invited as his special guests to his inauguration talk radio hosts from around the country.
I don't say this facetiously, but can you imagine what a guy like Newt Gingrich would have been able to do with Facebook and Twitter back in 1994, 1995?
Well, he understood media long before Facebook and Twitter. Right. One of the things he used to do, for instance, is he used to use satellite technology. He would have people gather at a Holiday Inn in Birmingham, and he would be in New York, in Washington, and he would give a talk and use the technology of the time to spread his message outside traditional media channels. He would send tapes, cassette tapes, around to his supporters and say, when you're driving along, pop this tape into your tape deck. And it was the gospel according to Newt. It was all about, here are the words we should use about ourselves. Here are the words we should use to describe our opponents. He was brilliant. But as Speaker, when he actually took over, he was terrible because he was by nature a guerrilla fighter. And once you storm the castle and take over the, you know, the palace, he didn't know what to do. And so I think as a presidential candidate, he's deeply flawed. He doesn't have the personality, I think, to wear well. I think he's a grating and abrasive personality. He has to explain away three wives and two divorces, two messy divorces, conservative Christian constituency. And I think he's just very ill-suited to this role. I think he is doing it out of ego and out of wanting to be a player and wanting to be on television and wanting people like us to talk about him. But is he a serious threat for the Republican nomination? The answer is a very clear no.
I heard Charlie Pierce overnight say, he was on the BBC, they were interviewing on the BBC, and he said, you know, Newt Gingrich has done what John Edwards did twice over. And John Edwards is about to go up the river for it. And Gingrich got away with it. Well, one wife with cancer, the other with multiple sclerosis. Yeah.
Well, and as I say, that's only part of it. I think in modern American politics, there has to be a personal appeal. People have to look at someone and say, I like him. George Bush had that quality, to take one person who, whatever else was true about him, he came across as likable. Barack Obama had it, Bill Clinton had it, Ronald Reagan had it in spades. And if you don't have that quality, I don't think you can be a serious candidate for president. And just look at Mitt Romney.
Right.
On paper, Mitt Romney, terrific candidate, successful business executive, successful governor, movie star looks, and he's a stiff. You know, he comes across as frosty and remote and sure. and unapproachable. And I just think in the warmth meter is central to modern American politics. And Newt and Mitt are both pretty low on that scale.
All right. So extraordinary. Some people are using that word to describe what's going on here in this discussion. Where are the really good candidates? I think I suggested yesterday during this hour of the countdown that I think the Paul family would make a great, an interesting Ron Paul as a presidential candidate and his son Rand as a vice presidential candidate. Let's shake it up with some of that stuff instead of being so traditional and stuck. And by the way, even though I don't like Bill Maher, he said on his last Friday's program some very interesting things about religion and Republicans that maybe you might want to check out at Bill Maher's website. He must have one. You can Google it. 28 past the hour.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's 33 after the hour now, 800-510-8255. What do you think about the Democratic and Republican chances next year? Why not? Let's just talk about it a year and a half out. Not much else going on in the world, right? Although I'm thinking there are people who would like to talk about the political side of Arnold Schwarzenegger having fathered a child with a member of the staff at their house, and whether or not, well, he can't run for president anyway because he wasn't born in America. But there'll be plenty of that kind. And that may be more interesting than listening. We know the story about Newt Gingrich and his philandering. Why is it that seems to happen so much with Republicans? I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. And I certainly have a hard time with most Democratic standards. But listening to these phonies on the Republican side, all these people that talk about family values, good God, doesn't it get tiresome? How do you excuse that, those of you who love some of these people? Just think about it yourself as you work your way through all of this. Here's radio host Jeff Pohola, who reports on a criminal case that may have had something to do with Huckabee's decision not to run for president.
It was a chilly Sunday morning in November of 2009 when Maurice Clemens noticed a number of police cars parked outside a cafe in Parkland.
We now have confirmation 4 police officers shot and killed at an ambush in a coffee shop.
And it didn't take long to figure out that Clemens had his prison sentence in Arkansas commuted by then-Governor Mike Huckabee. This over the objections of the Arkansas prosecutor.
He had battery, he had assault, he had sexual offenses. I mean, he wasn't a good prisoner. That should have told everybody all they needed to know about where this guy was.
That night, Huckabee accused the state of Washington of dropping the ball and putting Clemens back on the street. Pierce County Detective Ed Troyer.
Well, he accused us of releasing him, but we never released him. He got out on bail. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bail.
Then Huckabee went on a media blitz to defend himself for commuting Clemens' sentence. He even appeared on The Daily Show and told host Jon Stewart that he would eventually reach out to the community and the families of the 4 officers.
Do you feel, maybe somewhere down the line, maybe reaching out to maybe express your heart to them?
Sure.
Or something along those lines?
Is that something you might? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you feel, if there's any role at all, that you just want to, you know, honestly, just say to them that this is not the intention. You never saw this coming.
But Lakewood Police Chief Brett Farrar says Huckabee has yet to call the department and, to the best of his knowledge, has never called the families. And considering what happened to Michael Dukakis with Willie Horton back in 1988, Ed Troyer says Huckabee would have faced a tough road in 2012.
I think if he would have just stepped up at the beginning and started to take us to task in national news media, he might have been okay, but he didn't. So who wants somebody for president that can't take that role and say when they did something wrong, admit it, he didn't, he lost, and so now I know why he's not running.
I believe that that is spot on. I think that's exactly the reason Huckabee's not running, and it is also another one of these, another example of these Christian, so-called Christian rightists who say one thing and do something else. He's soft, shall we say, in my opinion. I've been doing this for quite a long time. I'm pretty used to talking to people, watching their body language. I've never felt he was sincere about anything. You like him? That's swell. I don't think there's anything there to like. There's not much in any of the Republicans to like. Frankly, in terms of being a good presidential candidate, what's to like? 800-510 about look at any of these people. What do they have that's new, fresh, intelligent, and easy to just take an embrace? Put your arms around somebody who's really got everything that's needed to beat Obama or to be a good president. Never mind beat Obama. Just be a good president. What do they have? 800-510-8255. Here is Big John Howell, Amy Jacobson on their program talking about who benefits from Huckabee not running.
He made everybody sit through 57 minutes of his program before he announced he wasn't running for president.
I know. You
Smart
knew
guy.
It was coming, like, come on, what are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
So who do you think benefits the most? And we have a list here. Mitt Romney, of course, I think it's his race to lose at this point. Tim Pawlenty, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum. Now, he's a social conservative, will do very well in Iowa and South Carolina, so maybe Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, picks up the Mike Huckabee support. That would seem logical.
Yeah.
Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana. I did not know until this weekend, and I'm a little embarrassed that I hadn't studied up on Mitch Daniels, but he divorced and remarried the same woman.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that, but did you know that Laura Bush now is in speaks with his wife to try to get her to convince him to run for president?
This is Mike Huckabee. Good night. God bless. And I guess I'll be back next week.
Oh, I guess.
He's doing between $500,000 and $750,000 a year.
Oof.
From Fox. He's building a new home in Florida, and he doesn't want any part of what goes along with running for the nomination.
Well, been there, done that.
Mike Huckabee, no, that's good. I've got a pretty good gig going, and should I decide there's another race, I understand, in 4 years.
Okay. Yada, yada, yada. I'm being a little cynical about all of this because we've heard it all before, haven't we? 800-510-8255. What does Ron Paul stand for, and do you like him? What do you think about his presidential aspirations? Pam is in Missouri, tells us she's a Democrat, so what about Obama?
Right now, I am a Democrat. I've always pulled Democrat ticket, but I don't know if I'll pull one this in 2012 or not. Whoever runs is going to have to really, I don't know, because our country's in big trouble. How to get the cost of living down. The gas prices, get them back down to where people can actually afford to go to work and take their kids' places. I think we need somebody in there that has never been a politician before. Somebody new.
800-510-8255. Well, that would have been Donald. He's out. Yep, somebody. Remember the days when people would talk about some of those people who are running big corporations? I think that there's a feeling when you look at some people who are good at running businesses and they seem like good people, hey, why don't we have those folks run? But the way the news media tears people apart now, you don't want to. Iacocca is a good example. Lee Iacocca, remember him? And what he was all about, he's thinking, well, I don't know if he ever really thought about it. He must have thought about it, but people were pushing him to run. He would have been a great president. Here's Jamal in Indianapolis. member of the Black Republican Coalition.
Newt Gingrich is a very divisive figure, and if he was to win the primary, the Black Republican Coalition would go independent or Democrat. We've been through this Newt Gingrich mess back in the 90s. We've moved forward, and Newt Gingrich's ideas is the reasons why he's in the position that he is. Anybody who commits infidelity and said he did it because he loved his country is a sham artist. That's all Newt Gingrich is. He's the moral equivalent of Farrakhan on the left. Right now, it depends on who the nomination is from the Republican Party, but if they come with one of these devices and undertone racist-type candidates with their messages, I would have to support a reelection of the president that just went and got bin Laden and who bailed out GM and done several things. I'm ashamed of my party, but I can't leave it. We are led to believe that maybe we can change the party from within.
All right, so that's interesting. I bet you didn't know there was a Black Republican Coalition, so you now have that to chew on. 800-510-8255. Your views on politics and those who are running. Here's Robert in Georgia who wants to talk about morals. All right, Robert, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I realize that there's problems with the Republican Party because they talk Christianity and they talk a good game, but they can't live up to it, or they have faults. But on the other hand, I just heard the other caller, the Democratic Party flat out say that they don't believe in any kind of morals, or they don't support the law, they don't support criminal.
So if this is the case, morals, Robert, and a lot of people agree with you, why don't we have a third party, a viable third party? Because most people in this country are neither Republicans or Democrats. Why are we still slaves to a system that most of us don't like, don't respect, and don't want to have anything to do with? Why is that?
I really don't know. I agree with what you just said 100%. I do think that there ought to be a viable way to vote for a third party or a separate party because of the trap that we get into with one side talking a good game on one end and the other side seemingly not standing for, morals. And I'm talking about the abortion issue and possibly the illegal alien-type issue. And there's some military issues. And then, the last caller talks about Obama getting Osama. But the problem is, I guess they've been working behind the scenes for 10 years, and they finally, found the guy, and they went and got him.
Yeah.
So, to give Obama credit, he did get, evidently he did give the go-ahead. So, that's great. Right. But that's about all. I've got no real criticism. It's just that we've been living with this thing for 40 years. And you're absolutely right. There's no solution unless we can find a third-party candidate.
Yep, you are on it, sir. And you're right about all the time it's taken. We have a lot of hoopla looking for something good to celebrate. Obama takes credit for something that took way too long to take place. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. We'll continue with your focus on the presidential candidates, potential Republican candidates, and what you think about Obama. Why not? 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
800-510-8255. We're talking about possible presidential candidates and what's right or wrong with the system. Not much right, according to most of you, and I think we can agree on that. Let's see, Joe in Kingman, Arizona. How about you step up to the plate next? Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure.
For allowing me to be on the air. First of all, I'd like to say that... In my personal opinion, we've never really had anyone that everybody likes completely. I mean, it's never going to happen, I don't think, now. We're beyond that.
When I was a kid, I remember most people, the old slogan was, I like Ike. Most people liked Eisenhower, and it may be that that was the last time there was an enduring devotion to one candidate, whether or not it was just him or whether it was his involvement in World War II, but that may be the last time there was real solid support for Ken. Waning. It went back and forth based on what was going on. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
Well, basically, what I wanted to say, and I'll try to make it as short as possible.
Go ahead.
You see, we've got this debt that it's a no-brainer not to raise the debt ceiling. It's a no-brainer that we should reduce the size of the government in order to either go bankrupt and not pay the rest of the world or to just go ahead and pay it off and, within 5 to 10 years by reducing the size of the government.
By the way, as an aside to that, let me interrupt you for just a second.
Just one moment, please.
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just reminded of something that throws into the mix here. Timothy Geithner, with regard to the debt limit that you just mentioned, said that the government is going to have to do some extraordinary things, like take pension funds away from the civil service retirement system and the disability fund and government securities investment fund. Like, that's a big deal. Who cares?
I feel sorry for him because he's not really looking out for the American people. But anyhow, both parties are corrupt. These unions that are asking for more money, it's insane. They're fighting against the taxpayer. We got to stop these wars. The term limits should come back. We should talk about that again, of course, but we got to get our priorities straight first. And we need to support one party, even though they're corrupt. The Republicans are the only ones we can support at this moment because they're not for socialism and as much. I mean, they still are, but not as much as the
Democrats. Why not put the energy behind a third party? Why would you keep supporting something that is doesn't work. It's
we are. Well, the Tea Party is supporting libertarians that are running as Republicans, mm-hmm. and also we need to stop taxing the rich so much. We want to tell the whole world, if you're rich, come to America.
Yeah, and create- right. And invest in America. All right, Joe, thank you. 51 after.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Who do you support and why? 800-510-8255. I said early on, I thought Donald Trump was interesting and I might support him. I said that about Sarah Palin only because I liked her looks. So I'm as artificial or as superficial. Maybe that's a better word. I'm not artificial, but I am superficial sometimes when it comes to these things. And it's fun to talk. It makes great sport out of this. But I will tell you, honestly, at this point in time, of all the candidates who are around making noise, the only one that really appeals to me is Ron Paul. He appealed to me before. Sure, there are problems. He's got some stuff, but not the kinds of stuff that Gingrich and Huckabee and those sorts of things. I mean, he says things that seem silly, but why can't you get past the news media and bore into what he really thinks and how he feels and what it is that, regardless of whether you agree with everything he says, how much of his message do you feel comfortable with? Here are a couple of talk hosts, Leslie Gretchen, Blake Butler, actually focusing on different things that Ron Paul seems to stand for.
Ron Paul has always wanted to eviscerate entitlements. He believes that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are unconstitutional, and he's compared the failure of federal courts to strike them down to the court's failure to abolish slavery in the 19th century. I guess he feels like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are slavery of the rich. I don't know. He wants to abolish half of all federal agencies, including the Departments of Energy, Education, Agriculture, Commerce, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and Labor. The only thing I'd agree with there is Homeland Security. I think we have too many defense agencies in this country as it is. But energy, education, agriculture, these are important organizations mm-hmm. that provide for food safety or at least have a mission that would provide for food safety if they were not populated by industry insiders. Maybe reform, but not abolish. He would enable state extremism. He and his son Rand shared the belief that states should set their own policies on abortion, gay marriage, prayer in school, and most other social issues. I mean, for those of us who champion abortion freedom, equality of marriage, who want to keep prayer out of schools, want to, support the constitutional separation of church and state and protect, like I said, the people who are in the worst position to protect themselves, this is just completely abominable. To think that some southern state could enact laws that would discriminate, that would block minorities from voting, for example, this is crazy. This is the 10% that we can't have serving in high office in this country. It's bad enough that he's a representative. He would protect sexual predators' privacy. He has voted against requiring operators of Wi-Fi networks who discover the transmission of child porn and other forms of online sex predation to report it to the government. The libertarianism gone to this extreme so that children and young women and other people that are trafficked in the sex trade would be harmed.
All right. So there's a list, some of the things in there you may have heard before, some of them you haven't. How important are all of them? What are the basics here? Tony in Southport, North Carolina, let's hear from you. Go ahead, sir. Who do you support?
Herman Cain. Doug, I really think you should give a listen to him. There's two words that come up when I listen to him. Common sense.
All right. Here's somebody else that agrees with you, David in Bedford, Virginia. Is that a ditto from you?
Absolutely. I want to talk on one of your previous callers that we don't need another politician. And the man is a proven businessman. He makes good sense. He's articulate. And I think he's exactly what we need.
All right. So I'm going to spend some time. I've spent a little time on him. Ron Paul is more familiar in terms of name and what he's done before. But now that you mentioned it, I have heard a lot of talk about him in the last, a few weeks or a month. So, yes, it deserves some attention, sir. Thanks for the call. Ron's in Corpus Christi, Texas. What do you think, Ron?
I think that we need to pay the president's office more. I think that there would be a lot of people if we spent more like 40 million or 80 million on the office of the president, we could attract better.
So you want to you want that much money paid to the president, or you want to have him paid like $4 million a year? The average executive now in a big Fortune 500 company, I think, is 9.3 or 9.4 million. So why wouldn't we pay the president to run our country that kind of dough? That's an interesting thing. A lot of people have speculated on that. Thank you for getting us thinking about it again.